Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know, life can sometimes feel like a runaway roller coaster. One minute you're soaring with excitement, the next you're plummeting into a pit of stress. But what if I told you there was a philosophy, an ancient wisdom, that could actually help you navigate those twists and turns with more grace and resilience? Today, we're diving deep into Stoicism, not as some stuffy historical relic, but as a powerful toolkit for personal development, a roadmap to finding genuine happiness in the midst of chaos. Ever felt like your happiness depends on external factors, that promotion, that dream date, winning the lottery? Spoiler alert. You're setting yourself up for disappointment. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. It's about mastering our inner world so we don't become slaves to the whims of the external world. Think of it like this. Life throws punches, but Stoicism equips you with the gloves and the strategy to dodge those blows and stand tall. So, what are some key takeaways from this ancient wisdom that can actually boost your personal development? First up, accept what you can't change. It sounds simple, right? But seriously, how much energy do we waste stressing over things beyond our control, traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather? Stoicism encourages us to recognize these limitations and focus our energy on what truly matters. Next, practice mindfulness. This isn't about meditating under a waterfall, although that sounds pretty cool. It's about being fully present in this moment, observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. When you're mindful, you become more aware of your triggers, those things that throw you off balance. And once you know your triggers, you can start to manage them effectively. Develop virtue as your guiding compass. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of living a virtuous life: wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These aren't just abstract ideals, they are practical tools for making ethical decisions, building strong relationships, and ultimately leading a fulfilling life. You know that feeling when you do something kind or stand up for what's right? That's virtue in action. Remember your mortality. Sounds morbid, I know, but hear me out. Stoicism reminds us that life is finite, which can actually make it more precious. It encourages us to live each day with intention, to pursue our passions, and to make the most of the time we have. Think about all those things you've been putting off, that book you wanted to read, that trip you dreamt of taking. Stoicism is a gentle nudge to stop procrastinating and start living. Finally, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoicism encourages us to focus on the good things in our lives, our health, our loved ones, even a sunny day. By practicing gratitude, we shift our perspective and find joy in the everyday moments. Let me tell you a quick story. A few years ago, I was struggling with this relentless self-doubt. I felt like I wasn't good enough, smart enough, capable enough. One evening, while walking through the park, I overheard a conversation between two kids playing. They were arguing over who had the coolest toy, each one convinced their own was better. It struck me how absurd it seemed these kids were so focused on external validation that they couldn't appreciate the simple joy of just playing. That moment sparked something in me. I realized I was doing the same thing, comparing myself to others, chasing after an elusive standard of perfection. From then on, I made a conscious effort to focus on my own journey, to celebrate my accomplishments, and to practice gratitude for the things I had. It wasn't always easy, but it made a world of difference. I started to feel more confident, more at peace with myself. Stoicism taught me that happiness isn't about achieving some external goal, it's about cultivating inner strength, resilience, and contentment. So, my takeaway for you today is this. Take a page from the Stoic playbook. Focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, live virtuously, and remember your mortality. And don't forget to cultivate gratitude. It's the secret sauce to finding true happiness in life. Want to dive deeper into Stoicism? Share your thoughts in the comments below. What are some practical ways you've incorporated Stoic principles into your life? Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of modern Stoics together. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.